Welcome to A Game of Wits, a podcast of actual play experiences, gaming discussion, and product reviews for pen and paper and tabletop gaming. After a wildly successful Kickstarter campaign, Tremulous is now a mind-blasting reality. Many of you have followed our sneak peeks, and now I have a special treat in that you'll get to hear an actual play session of Tremulous in action. If you are a part of the Kickstarter and wondering what it's really all about, or if this is the first time you've heard about it, check out Tremulous. Claire.
Oh no.
Okay, so you've been able to act under pressure. What are you going to do?
Shoot its eyeballs. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll join.
For Claire, go ahead and make a damage roll against 2 damage.
Damage roll.
So you're rolling, and then you're adding 2.
So I roll a d4, right?
2d6. I roll low on this one, I believe, right?
You want to...
Oh, help.
You want to roll low, yeah.
I want to roll low, okay?
Our fate is shared.
Oh, well, I only got a 7.
Plus 2.
Oh. What? So I got a 9.
Oh, boy.
Which is low when it comes to health or sanity, right?
I rolled a 3 and still lost health.
Okay. So, you feel this form tackling you, and you completely lose your footing and go into a sprawl. And then you can feel a sharp bite as something... cuts into your arm, and you have 2 damage.
Ooh. You're gonna be a werewolf. Ooh. You're dead, Fred.
Okay, so you've been able to act. What's you're gonna shoot it?
I load my silver bullets and then I shoot him. It. Yeah, I'll just shoot it. I'll try and shoot it, trying to not hit her.
He has silver spoons,
so,
right?
That falls pretty strongly against Undertake control.
Actually, so I have silverware. Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and roll plus might, and the gun helps any damage you would inflict. So you're going to roll plus might.
Plus 1 is an 8.
8. Okay.
With a small pistol.
So you get 2 options here.
I'm going to impress my enemy. I would like to frighten my enemy.
You get to pick 2.
I would like to terribly damage him and frighten my enemy. What? Yeah.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Terribly damage and frighten.
Oh, inflict terrible harm and impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy.
Oh, okay. Is that my choice? The fourth one?
Or, I'm just reading off the things. So you're trying to frighten them, right?
Yes.
You fire the gun and you can hear kind of the impact and some kind of bestial, whine from the impact, and, the thing appears completely shocked, and you can see it rush past you, and it knocks you over and rolls you into the dust, and then flees suddenly outside the hole in the gap.
Did I see it come out?
Yeah, you see just, like, it's so fast, it's just a plaque. Furry shape.
I throw my rock at it?
Okay.
Stay out.
Okay. That's a take control as well. By the way, you're tumbled and you get a point of damage.
No.
Do we mark damage on our health thing?
Or actually, I'm sorry. You're going to take not health, but shock damage.
Shock?
Because you just shot something huge and it just kept moving.
Hmm. What's shock damage going to?
Shock, you have 2 tracks. You have one that's your...
health
and the other is sanity. Okay, so you've been startled.
That's shock.
And then with my 2 wounds, how do I mark that on my sheet?
Mark
it means you're at health 2, which is bruised.
Okay.
And so just so you know, naturally over time, scuffed or startled or bruised or shocked will recover. But once you go into battered or disturbed, it won't get any worse or better over time. And if you go past that point, so if you go into the fourth and further, it'll get worse.
I throw my rock at it.
Okay, go ahead and roll take control. So 5 plus might.
6. It turns around and eats me. This is probably a dumb idea. Throw a rock at it or whatever.
You throw the rock at it and it misses it, but in the process of throwing the rock, you actually kind of throw out your arm and strain it.
Welcome to your 30s.
The same shoulder that the roof fell on. What is that thing?
Okay. And, so, yeah, you're effectively... you were scuffed before, right?
I had a point.
Yeah, so now you're at 2, you're bruised.
Oh my god. Am I throwing a rock at the monster?
I don't like this game.
Well, at least there's a smell in here anymore.
I'm not friends with this game anymore.
I threw a rock and injured myself. Oh boy.
Alright, and this blur, you know, basically moves out into the fields, and it's kind of a speck almost before you notice it. This thing was big, like smaller than a horse, but not by much.
Mm.
Did it go anywhere in particular, like to the dump or the church? Or
it appears to be heading south and east. Skirting the town, but it's hard to tell.
Towards the grove.
Or the church.
Okay, I found the... So, hey guys, you see that thing? Oh my god!
Oh,
you're
we
bleeding!
Should... You know, Pastor Brown is a faith healer. Maybe we can go and see him and get patched up.
Maybe we should go to the hospital. You're bleeding from a savage bite wound from a beast.
Oh, right.
Yeah, your entire sleeve is soaked.
Oh. I'm sure there's a remedy in here somewhere.
And my arm hurts.
Okay, let's go to the hospital then.
We don't have a doctor.
Right.
We'll throw her bicycle in the back of my pickup. Siren, did you want to go?
So you can try and puzzle things out and find,
with you guys.
Think about what the best place to get medical care would be.
I flipped through my book about
there isn't a large hospital here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe there's like a town doctor's office kind of thing.
Yeah, you could puzzle it out.
I'll puzzle it out.
Okay, some help.
Oh, I didn't think about that, but let's see. Five
yes.
plus. So I got a
wait,
seven.
Wait.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure, I'll take some help.
The helper rolls first because
oh.
it impacts the roll. But go ahead and roll.
Okay. Very cool.
Gosh.
Plus trust.
This is just trust, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 6 plus 2 is 8.
Okay, I got a
plus
7.
All right. So you'll get a plus 1 and you're bound by the results.
Okay.
And what'd you roll?
7.
A 7.
So
with
eight.
Modifier?
No.
Is 8?
Yeah, with my modifier, but
okay.
not with any kind
no,
of trust.
It's 8.
You get to ask one of these questions either way.
The dice are hating me tonight.
Yeah. Getting pretty average roll.
I got the roll beds.
Five, six.
3.
Nine.
I got 11.
Oh. Then I'll ask, what is this? Meaning, like, what is this beast that we just saw?
Oh.
Because there's no question that would be related to a hospital, unfortunately, or, like, a doctor's office. They run into wander into town or drive into town.
Okay, so you were trying to puzzle out what? This... creature was, not the hospital?
Well, because I don't see anything on there that could be related to, like, where do we get medical care? Except if it's like, how do we get out of this? Or, you know, I didn't see a question that really fit.
You could say, how can I get into a hospital?
Okay, so
or
yes.
how can I get care? I think that's
enough.
Okay, so that's what I'll ask. Is where's the kind of like how can we get the best medical care?
Well, there is a local doctor that keeps an office, and that's usually where the care is provided. Though sometimes the staff at the church could have some opportunity for medical care. And there are a few doctors at the university, but they don't necessarily specialize in this, in the treating of injuries. But you might be able to get some, sutures or care there.
Well, so what do you guys say? Should we drive into town and try to see if we can get a doctor to look at us?
We can try that, then you're going to ask
questions. I don't think we'd be having a calm discussion about it. I think we'd be driving recklessly the nearest place they could do stitches.
Don't let my books fall out!
Pack them in.
So you're going to drive her and I got the bike in the back of my pickup?
Sure.
Okay.
You really have a pickup?
Yeah, I really have a pickup.
Oh, I thought you were just...
No, I actually have a pickup.
That's great.
I want to read him at... Well, she's getting... Well, let me know when we get to the medical place where there's a doctor.
Okay, you hop in the pickup truck and head into town. Most of the shops and stuff seem closed down with the harder times, less money coming in. But along the road, you find the placard for the local doctor. It's Dr. Thurston, and he's been here for years and years, as long as anybody local can remember. And, he's able to, his assistant comes and asks what's wrong.
Oh, she's got that bloody arm over there.
Oh, that's a nasty cut. Let's get you in right away. What's your name?
Let's see. I'm Claire Davis, and this is Sirian Cottrell and Jason Freely. Some of us are new in town.
We'll get you into care. I think that's more important than all the introductions.
That's no cut. That's an animal bite.
Oh. Yes, it does look serious. The doctor's the expert. I'll bring him out right away.
Thank you.
And so there's after a few minutes, there's, some wrestling and some quick discussion, and kind of a portly older man with graying hair comes out and says, "Why, I'm Dr. Thurston. Somebody needs care. There was a nasty wound."
"Yeah, Dr. Thurston, we were at Old Lady Stern's mansion, and this animal attacked us. It came out of the cellar."
"Oh, a wild animal. That's most severe. Here, let me take a look at your arm." And, when he pulls off, he gets a damp cloth and, kind of wets the fabric and then kind of carefully pulls things off and, you've got nasty animal bite there. And he says, "Oh, wow. That must be a raccoon. It almost looks like a dog, even. That's a nasty scratch. How'd that happen?"
"Well, we smelled this disgusting smell, and then a big animal just came out of the cellar and attacked us."
"Oh, must have been something hiding out there. Wildcat or something. Well, I'll get you stitched right up, and we'll give you a rabies shot, too. It'll sting a little bit. It goes right in the stomach."
Whatever it was big as a donkey.
"Wow, that must be a big wildcat.
Have you heard of these before, Doctor? Anything in the town like this?"
"Wildcats come in the color of black."
"Yeah, it was big and black and fuzzy."
"Well, there's some wildcats that are born strange. I've seen injuries like these before, not for some time. There's a few wild animals out in the forest."
I want to read a person.
See if he's being truthful, which he's not.
Maybe.
Okay, roll plus passion.
Minus one. 4. Well, bad things happen. I get shocked.
Oh, he's being totally honest.
Okay.
As far as you can tell.
Is this the one where we're allowed to read?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, he starts ministering to you, puts in a couple sutures. You'll go ahead and recover one harm.
Okay. Can you fix up my shoulder here where I threw it out?
Oh, sure. Here's some liniment oil. You just spread that all over there. You'll be fixed up right quick.
Will it heal my wounds?
Mechanically, yes.
Oh, that's Sloan's liniment. It'll
Let's go take some wild
It'll take one health back, specifically.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody else need any ministry?
Well, Doctor, I just can't come to grips with the fact that I shot at a giant black furry animal hiding in a basement full of just cracked barrels and bottles and things. I need to have a seat. Do you have a drink, Doctor? I need some tonic. If you please.
Well, I can see what we have in the back. I keep a little bit under the desk drawer. We'll keep that off the books. But there is the matter of payment. You can pay, can't you?
Oh, yes, Doctor. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. I'm
All right. So he brings out a draught of something strong,
yeah,
which steadies you a bit, and all that's gonna cost everybody one wealth each.
My word is my bond. I'm gonna attempt to convince him to heal me, even if I have nothing he may want, which I have nothing he wants.
Okay. What do you roll?
Affinity.
All right.
Well, Dr. Thurston...
Normal people have to subtract wealth for your bill.
Can I cover her bill? With that?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
That would
Yay!
That
would
I got
be
great. 11.
Ms. Cattrall,
got an 11?
Let me see if maybe the doctor can offer a university discount since I'm the author of this.
Well,
maybe he...
Yeah, it would be good if you could come around, show me some of your wares. I'm glad to do a good service for a stranger.
I got an antique silver spoon that you might be interested in. Check out this little baby. 100 years old, this spoon.
Oh, that's mighty fine.
Really similar to the one that the Larsons use in their family chili recipe. Very similar.
Oh, that's a good recipe.
Would you like to buy this spoon?
I seem to have come into some money recently.
Have I got a deal for you?
Well, it looks like a medicine spoon, actually,
it's
doesn't
plus
it,
two.
Mr.
I got an 8.
Okay.
An 8 is they'll pay me its value or give me something of equal value. Keeper's choice.
All right, well, you know, I need to pay the staff and whatnot, but I can loan you these vials of
paste, antidote.
No,
lycanthropy.
Heroism,
lycanthropic.
Superheroism,
invulnerability.
These vials of morphine. Should you ever... Should you need some additional assistance with your shoulder there?
Sure. Oh, but swap, you mean, for the spoon?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, and...
I'll take some morphine for some...
Well, no. This is a special deal.
I mean, yeah, no.
I don't know.
All right. You want to buy some old jewelry? Pull out the jewelry.
Wow.
Well, that's all right. About all the dealing.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Mr. Freely, comport yourself, please. Well,
Dr. Thurston, are you a fan of the arts by any chance? Since I happen to
well,
be...
Well, I have been known. I've been known to see a play or two in my time.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, since I'm author residence at the university, I was curious. Have you ever offered a university discount to employees of the university?
Not in my recollection, no.
Well, maybe we could tell you about this fascinating play that we heard about. Do we have the pamphlet?
Oh,
does it have a name?
Let's look that thing up. The cover's gone forever, but yes, you see, there are all sorts of masks and people and these things going on that I can't quite understand.
Have you seen this play before, Doctor?
Have you seen it?
Why, no, I haven't.
Well, us neither. We're very curious about it.
Thank you, Wade, for your detailed facial expressions.
I want to get a read on him.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's reasoning.
Reason.
Three.
Oh. No, it's passion.
It's passion?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, because I got a minus.
Oh, I got a four. Oh, shit. My might is minus two. Oh, I got... Yeah, no, that's why I had to give myself the penalty on the roll.
So you get a bat?
So...
No, I sold it.
Jeez. So, as far as you can tell, the doctor's being honest. He hasn't seen this before, as far as you can tell.
All right. Alrighty. Now that we're all patched up, I say we go to the... Doctor, are you a member of the Church of the Inner Starlight?
Why, yes, I've been a proud member for many years. The good Reverend keeps a good care of all of us here.
Well, I was planning on attending this Saturday, which is tomorrow, and I was wondering if I might be able to sit next to you. Because I don't really know who all's there, and I don't, you know...
Oh, certainly, I'd be glad to introduce you.
You sit near Jimmy Larson, usually.
Well, Jimmy's up in the first few pews, but, when we can get him off of that motorcycle, of course. yes, he's at every service.
Alrighty.
And his uncle, too. Every time.
Alright.
I'd be happy to introduce you to folks before or after you come a little bit early. I'll show you around.
Alright, we'll be there. I'll be there. They might be there. I'll be there.
I'm curious, Doctor.
Oh, you got roped into that one, I think.
Yeah, we might be there.
I'll be there. They may be there.
Yeah, right.
I'm curious, Dr. Thurston, have you heard anything about strange happenings in this town? We've heard some rumors and, you know, maybe it's all a bunch of hogwash, but we thought
giant
a doctor like yourself
monsters.
Would have a good sense of...
Strange? How do you mean strange?
Well, you know, nothing really specific that we've heard. But, you know, I mean, with this weird animal that seemed to be really large that attacked us, and, you know, the stories about the widow.
Well, large animals. I mean, from time to time, it's no. I didn't read a person, roll plus passion.
Okay. So I got an 11. Plus, then my passion would give me another 2, so I got a 13.
Nice.
That's unlucky number.
Should be doing that all the time.
So, in the coming conversation, there's a set of bullet points there under read a person.
Okay.
So, you see where it says hold 3 and hold 1? There's a list of things under hold 1. You can ask that question at any point while we're talking. Here for the next one.
Okay, so I want to know if the doctor is... Oh. Well, so can I say, how can I get the doctor to tell us what he knows about any weird happenings in the town?
Okay.
Is that... Because it says, can I get them to... Would that count?
So it seems like the doctor's been hesitant so far because you're a bit new in town, and maybe if he felt like... you were going to stick around a while, he might tell you a little bit more.
Well, Dr. Thurston, you know, since you've done such a wonderful job of taking care of our medical needs, you know, it would be wonderful to see you stop by my cottage, since the university has given me a small cottage near the campus. It would be so nice to host you some afternoon for some tea, just to say thanks for helping us out.
Mm. Oh, why that'd be excellent. I could certainly, answer a few of your questions if we had a little more time to sit down and talk. You know, these animal attacks, they're really nothing to worry about. You know, every few years, somebody gets bitten or something, but you know, it's not too much.
Have you ever been bitten by one of these things?
Oh, well, no, I can't say that I have been bitten by anything.
Bitten, clawed, scraped, scratched, mauled, picked up and thrown.
Well, I can't really recall. Keep in mind you have more questions.
Oh,
there,
so
you
I
have
can.
Three total.
Mm. So is he telling the truth?
No.
Okay. So he has had some kind of contact with one of these animals mm-hmm. himself.
You, ask him a question.
I don't have any questions.
Is this mechanically a dialogue between you two, or is this for all of us?
So this is an RP question, but she has reserved questions. She
has,
can
okay.
ask at
okay.
any point.
So, right. by not telling the truth, what is the doctor intending to do?
Okay. Don't hit the...
Oh!
That's okay. By not telling you about the thing, he's trying to downplay this. There's something he knows about this that he doesn't want you to know.
Always the doctors in these games.
I don't just sue a doctor. You gotta have a house quack or nobody. Get out of here. It's not like a video game. Click, no. They're always trying to get you mystery doctors.
Alright, where do you guys want to go next?
Well, I hope. Now you watch that. You come back. If anything seems to happen, if you start to run a fever or anything like that, feel free to come down.
There's a fever in your very near future.
Well, so Dr. Thurston, when this has happened to people before, did they recover just fine and everything was? They were back to their full health?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah.
You know, we had to stitch him up a few times, and you know that happened from time to time.
Wake up naked in the woods,
nothing
with
to worry
in your
about.
Mouth, but you know,
oh, what a wild night!
And the foot not attached to a leg.
Now, anything else I can do for you, folks? Hope you're all feeling better.
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you. So you didn't
you
get a discount.
You can keep that flask.
No.
Thank you.
Yo, I know a guy
well, thanks, thanks, Ms. Cottrell. Maybe that can restore my trust with you. She paid my medical bill.
Yeah, right.
Would that work to
yeah,
restore?
That'll take some steps.
It worked towards it.
Yeah, I know somebody who
will
buy that flask off you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. For only a minor cut, I'll be happy to do the sales work for you.
What's the cut of a wealth?
Why yeah, am I talking about it? If I get 2 wealth for it, we can split it.
Think about it. I want to think about it. I'll give it some consideration.
You where do you guys want to hit now?
One of the dumps.
To the bar so I can get a drink.
The bar.
You're suddenly craving rare cooked meat. Rare steaks.
Some blood wine.
Honestly, this steak is just a little too well done. We haven't cooked it yet, sir.
So, as you step out of the building, in the distance you can hear the clarion crack of 2 gunshots in the distance.
Mm. What's that? We should go find out.
Oh,
what
that's
it is.
That's a Colt 38. I sold them that 3 weeks ago.
what direction can we tell?
It seems to be coming up further up the main street.
Mm-hmm. In town?
In town.
Maybe that's the beast that they shot. Let's go find out.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're running towards the shots?
Let's investigate.
Running
or...
is a strong word.
Okay.
I'm gonna pedal my bicycle if anybody wants to hop on the basket. They're free to.
You can just ride in the car with their...
Oh, okay, sure.
Syrian.
You think there'll
blood
be free parking downtown? I don't know if we want to take
it. I got changed for the meter.
Okay. So you're driving your car out? Okay, there appears to be a figure collapsed in the street.
Is it a large animal figure?
No, it looks human.
And clothes on?
Yes.
And nobody around who shot it?
No, nothing around there. Just the clobbered up windows of the shops around.
I check the pockets of the figure.
What? Police!
Okay, so you're getting out of the car?
Stop getting your fingerprints on it.
Yes.
The face was awesome. Okay, so you step out of the car and you immediately recognize the figure.
Uh-oh.
This is Jimmy.
Oh,
and
no.
He has a chunk missing from his shoulder, and part of his face is torn away. Go ahead and roll damage plus 2.
Seven.
Okay.
I go 2 shock. 2 sanity points.
Yeah, hang on a second.
All right.
Okay. All right, so you go ahead and you do suffer 2 damage by seeing somebody wounded that you know in a very grisly way. And
go ahead, sir.
And in your preoccupation, you fail to notice a large black shape moving around.
Oh. Oh boy.
Okay. Is anybody else doing anything?
In the car, driving. not away. No. I wanted to get back in. I'm
trying to. Is Jimmy wearing all the same clothes he was wearing earlier?
Yeah.
Is his motorcycle like laying on the side of the street or something?
Yes.
Does he have a gun laying in the ground near him? Mm-hmm.
I hate what I become.
Go ahead and poke around too.
That's reason, right?
Yeah. Luck.
No luck.
Luck. Oh, goody. 5.
Okay. You're able to find the motorcycle, and there's kind of stuff scattered around, but you don't see anything too noticeable.
Yeah. Get in the car.
Can I get in the car?
Sure. Make an act under pressure roll.
Passion?
I think it's reason.
Yes, reason.
Reason.
6 again.
Yo, what's up with your stats, man? 0 minuses.
Okay. So you start to rush towards the car, and you get the sense that you're being watched. You turn for a moment and you see the bestial eyes staring back at you and freeze. So
you killed Jimmy.
Go ahead and make a
wanna buy some jewelry?
Go ahead and make a take control roll.
Oh no.
Which one is that?
As I might. You struggle with it. Yes, might.
I might not make this.
Can I help by like smashing into it with a bicycle or something?
Ooh.
6. Okay.
Uh oh, I'd get eaten.
Kills the monster. Wounds the monster.
My underwear is full of crap. Who pooped in my underwear? Oh, it was me.
All right. So your poor wrenched arm is now being savaged by the beast. And you can feel the painful pop as your shoulder is dislocated from the socket.
Yeah.
And, your world is white hot.
Don't slice my balls!
So again, go ahead and roll roll for suffering damage. It's a plus 3.
Yay, the biggest roll of the night. 10.
10.
And mark 3 points of damage? From yes. health?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Are you
rough in? Night, Mike.
So grab, like, off of the car.
Okay. So the pain is so strong that you black out completely.
Thank goodness.
All right.
Somebody
so
pass
you
me
can
one of those other
this.
Character sheets.
Well, you're not dead yet. so, basically, you can see this dark black beast. You know, as you see it, it's like you can see parts of it at a time, but it's so hard to really get a sense of, you know, what it is or its exact shape, other than it's huge and large. But you can see that it's, you know, savaging and whipping. Poor
I'm
Mr.
sorry, I threw a rock at you.
Is it shapely? Happily? What?
Freely.
Freely.
Shapely. Mr. Shapely. Shapely.
Mr. Freely is not looking so shapely. but his life is certainly in danger.
Quick, shoot him, Miss Cottrell.
Yeah.
Shoot him. I mean the beast.
Yes.
Okay. Are you trying to fight it, or are you just trying to scare it off?
Scare it off.
Okay. Go ahead and do a threaten roll.
Threatening is not what I do with might. It's the same through. And eight.
Eight.
Nate, using his small pistol.
Okay.
Would. Just to put a wrench in it, does athleticism add to that?
Maybe what's athleticism?
Being athletic is one of the dilettante moves.
Uh-huh.
And it gives me a +1 to might. Would that include, I guess, coordination under
is this,
it?
Yeah, let me take a look.
I mean, you guys have good moves. All I have is selling shit.
Okay, so the +1 to might is just a flat +1 to might.
Right.
The act under pressure, you get a +1 to the act under pressure roll.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So if that already added to your might, then you're
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm
okay. So you fire off the gun and you miss, but it spooks the creature and it charges off down an alley.
Little Freddy cat. Mm-hmm. Mr. Freely, get in the car! And I know you can't get up.
We need to go carry him, Ms. Cottrell. You have to carry him out of here. And let's
attack
honk, bus. Let's honk the horn so everybody knows there's a big emergency. Let's go. Let's drag him to the car.
Do it. I'm driving. She says,
"Well, stop the car and we'll get out and drag him to the car."
I've been doing circles the whole time. I'm in the courtyard, circling the dead man. I stop. And
okay.
Yeah, let's.
So you're trying to hurriedly get Mr.
Both,
Freely
yes,
back
we,
into the car.
We should
go ahead and act under pressure.
So just a regular roll, right? Unless I have any special.
It's plus reason.
Oh, okay. So an 8.
Okay. All right. So you can get Mr. Freely into the car, but you have a couple of choices. One is that you can get him into the car, but the car will have to leave without you.
What?
Or you can get him into the car, but you'll be tossed around in the back.
Do you have the roadster?
Yeah, I have a. Yeah, it's not a
roadster.
It's not a pickup or anything.
Is now a good time to point out that it's unreliable?
Oh, I don't know what a roadster is. Sure,
well, you're unconscious, so you can't point anything out.
Oh, yes, right. Sorry.
How far are we from the doctor's office? Like a block, a couple blocks? I think we're pretty close.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe more like 5 or 6 blocks.
All right, I'll just take my chances in the back of the car getting tossed around.
Okay, go ahead and roll to suffer damage with a plus one to the roll.
That's not bad.
I don't know yet. That's not too bad. So, a 10? 10?
Okay.
Did you add the plus one?
I added a plus one to get a 10.
Right. So you manage to get into the car, and you're being bumped around as you speed away, and you might have kind of, pulled something going in, and everything seems fine, but then there's a bump in the road, and your head bounces against the back window, and you can feel the rush to your skull, and you feel like it might be a bruise, so you'll actually suffer 2 damage.
2 damage?
It's much worse than it seemed.
Oh, these dilettante drivers. Where did they learn that?
Okay.
I don't worry about anything.
So as you're speeding away, you can see periodically in the rearview mirror there's a flash of black, and you're clearly being followed. And that's where I'll close.
Everybody's injured. My car's getting torn up. Bullets aren't being counted. The books are gonna get eaten.
That's the worst part.
Monster, infectious monster.
Maybe we can lure it into the nearby town that's on fire and get it to fall into the fire. Just, yeah. That's what we're gonna do next.
Throw it into the pit.
So, what'd you guys think?
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I like the setting.
Cool. Well, you guys got to make it up.
I like that. I like that a lot. And what kind of adventure to play?
So, was there a specific thing you thought was interesting or you liked?
Well, the lore, you know, in the town, in terms of, like, there were lots of different potential connections between the books that we saw and the bark and the old lady's portrait, and it kind of matched up with the landscape, but it didn't quite, and then Mr. Griggs or whatever told us about the creepy dump, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Everything was great except the animal, really.
What was bad about the animal?
Well, it smelled, and then it bit us.
I see.
It came out during the daytime when we were just harmlessly poking around this old house without any warning. If it were nighttime, that would be one thing. But, well, we probably would be poking around the house at night anyway, so. Yeah.
Cool. What do you think, Sean?
I don't like being lied to by doctors. But I fully expect
it. It's like deja vu.
That has more to do with me, it seems. No, it's not intentional. It's just how it turns out.
It's just how it happened. I like that our options are... I kind of like that our options are generalized. They're very... You have this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
But then the results of these actions or the benefits are... maybe too specific. The puzzling things out is an interesting function, but the questions aren't very... Maybe they're too direct. Maybe they're too...
So kind of a little constraining?
A little, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
But I it's kind of cool. I like the dice. The dice keeps it...
Yeah, well, you're always rolling the same thing.
The limited... Right, right. It keeps it simple.
Cool. What did you think?
I thought that was easy to play.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to read the keeper's rules. I'd like to learn a little bit more about the game. But basically, I don't have any complaints. I thought it was cool.
Cool. All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
So we can, pick this again up if we have a slow night or fewer people like we did tonight. So that's cool. Thanks for trying it out, guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I look forward to eating all of you later.
Wait. Just one lane. Give him a machine gun. Only have a soldier. We got no soldier. Can't be no stupid soldier.
Was it scary?
Yeah, it was a little scary. I really thought the house was going to fall apart if we stayed there too long.
Yeah, and I got trapped in that creepy root cellar. And there was no window. Of course, yeah, thankfully it didn't smell at that point. And there wasn't a beast in it.
It almost seems like there's no
role in this game that is completely risk-free.
Mm.
Like, it seems almost, other than, like, getting a read on a person, it seems like any role you make in this game
could be,
can have terrible consequences, yeah. And almost 50% of the time will.
Mm.
A Game of Wits can be followed on agameofwits.blogspot.com, on Twitter @agameofwits, one word, our Facebook page, or through our podcast on iTunes.